counting on Sandra Toomey to smooth things out with her hubby, who is on shift as we speak. She paused until the chuckle subsided. As most of you know, we've had a bona fide celebrity living right here in our little town. 7 years ago, Jay Davenport, sometimes known as J.D. Hartwell, honored us by choosing Gavin as his home. I doubt anyone missed the recent notice in the Gazette announcing his engagement to Maggie Gavin's granddaughter, Leslie, who finally came home to us last summer. But what most of us didn't know is that for quite a while now, he's been working on his 8th novel called The Secrets She Carried. And now, after years of silence from one of the country's most beloved authors, it's finally here, hot off the presses and sure to sell like hotcakes. There was a premature smattering of applause. Jay smiled tightly, tugging at his collar as if it had suddenly grown too tight. Deanna gushed on. The best part is we have him here tonight to read an excerpt from that new book. She held out an arm, beckoning him forward. So now, without further ado, please welcome our own Jay Davenport. Jay took a seat on the stool, nodding graciously while he waited for the applause to die down. When it did, he opened the book to the last page and began to read. It is a soul-wrenching thing to live a lie. God knows I've lived more than my share, but not with Henry. From the beginning he knew who I was and what I was. There are lots of names for what I was. Quadroon, high yellow, colored, and lots more polite folks don't say in company. Henry knew them all. He knew what loving me might mean, but loved me anyway. If the good people of our little town ever guessed the truth about me, about us, it would have finished him. Not the breach of his wedding vows. Plenty of folks overlooked that transgression. It's the other they would never forgive. Forgiveness is a pretty word, flung down into pews on Sunday mornings, but in the backs of small-town shops and in the parlors of neat white houses, it is not so freely tendered, and harder still to find when it is ourselves we must forgive. And yet that's all that's left to us, really, when our fires burn down and our embers are all out, to own the choices our hearts have made, and not pretend we could have done different. We are each of us dealt our little measure of time, set down on a road, and made to find our way home. But every man's road is different, every woman's too, and the right way comes clear only when we're looking at it from over our shoulder, when for better or worse we have chosen at the forked places and must live with what we chose. I suspect, for those who never had to stand at such a fork, the way must seem very clear indeed. It's a mean thing for the heart, straddling the fence between the known and the new, walking between worlds and belonging to none. Sooner or later the heart must choose. Mine was no different. I know now that when I got on that bus all those years ago, I was really just making my way home, to Henry and this place he loved with his whole heart. Peak is where I belong, where, thanks to Henry, my blood will always flow in the veins of its women, and my bones will always lie in its soil. You've heard my story now, my sin and all its wages. I am weary from the telling, but sorry for none of it. I made my choices, and I have answered for them. Do I have regrets? Once, perhaps, but no more. The heart wants what it wants, you see, and eternity is much too long for regrets. This concludes The Secrets She Carried by Barbara Davis, narrated by Tiffany Morgan. Copyright 2013 by Barbara Davis. This unabridged audiobook is recorded by arrangement with Berkeley, an imprint of Penguin Publishing Group, a division of Penguin Random House, LLC, and was produced in the year 2018 by Tantor Media Incorporated, a division of Recorded Books, which holds the copyright thereto. Please visit tantor.com for more information on our growing library of unabridged audiobooks.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.